Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving them all dress like a million bucks, diamond things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, oh man, oh man. God been good to me. Man, I can't explain it all, really. Hey, you know, I want to remind everybody of something that I need reminding of myself all the time. And I'm dealing with a couple of things now, and I had to remind myself. You know what I have to remember? I have to constantly remind myself to stay in constant communication with God. Constant communication with God. You know, sometimes, you know, I have a tendency, and maybe we do all as people, I don't know, but I know for me, that when it's going okay, I slack up in sometimes having conversations with him because I'm not coming to him on a daily with something that's pressing or something. And I find myself slacking up in the communication. The danger I have learned in that is this. I think, you know, I mean, we've all heard old people say, you know, you got to stay prayed up, you know. And prayed up is the operative word. That means stack prayers up, you know. Prayed up means, you know, you got some stored up. You just got an abundance of them where you're putting it in. Actually, not as a request all the time, but sometimes just as a matter of thank you or gratitude. Sometimes it's just, you know, just prayers to get stored up is basically what I'm saying. Because what happens is when you're not in constant communication with God, when you're not constantly praying, doing those good times, that allows for the enemy to slip in and do the little things that can be upsetting. It don't have to be nothing big. See, the enemy comes in with the little things that become upsetting to us. Some little things. And then the next thing you know it, you get several little things in a row. Now you got an issue you're dealing with. You find yourself at odds with your spouse about little bitty little stuff. You ever notice that? Or your girl or your man. You find yourself at odds with them about little bitty stuff. You know, I have to remind myself when it's going like that, man, have I really been praying though? Have I really been in constant communication with God? Because, you know, that helps guard against that little bitty stuff coming in. Now, sometimes it's big stuff, sometimes it's major stuff. But I've noticed, man, that when I get on a more of a smooth plane in life, I have a tendency to slack up in that department. And that ain't the time to slack up. I'm really learning that I have to stay in constant communication with God, because it enables me to ward off those little things that are, you know, coming up that can get in the way. And so I just wanted to make you aware of that as I'm learning it myself, that staying prayed up is important, that you try to stock prayers. You know, you try to, you know, have some prayers in the bank, so to speak, and just constant communication with him, because it'll just safeguard you against a lot of stuff backdooring you. You know, I've had that happen so many times. And so, you know, I just wanted to make sure you understood that, because on your journey, it's going to be many obstacles. I've said this 100 times on the show. The road to success is always under construction. I say that all the time. And it's to let you understand that it's not going to be easy. But we can make it more difficult than it has to be. You know, when you go out, strike out on a journey, you know, let's say I got in my car. Let's say I'm in New York and I get in my car and I say I'm going to L.A. I know if I drive west and continue to drive west, eventually I should get to California, or I may wind up in Portland or Seattle or something like that. But if I drive west, I'm going to eventually get to the West Coast. Now, wouldn't it be smarter, though, if I mapped out the route, which saved me a bunch of driving I don't need and figuring that I don't have to calculate, when you know the way to go? You know, if you know you want to cut cross on the 20, or you want to cut cross on the 70, or you want to cut cross on the 10. You know, you got to devise a route. Now, if I want to go visit some people I know, then I know I need to go down. You know, I might go through Ohio, come down on the 80, then get on 71 and take that all the way down to the 10 and then ride across. Or I might take it to the 20, cut through Texas, and then let it link back up on the 10. I know a lot of different ways. But guess what? The best way is to map it out. You can go anywhere, but if you go with a map, it's more precise. You save yourself a lot of time. And that's what prayer has taught me, that if I continuously pray, that I stay in a prepared mode. I have more idea of where I'm going. I'm more secure with my route. If you just take off driving, heading west, yeah, you'll eventually get to the West Coast if you out east. But guess what, though? Had you mapped it out, had you made constant references to your map, you can see when you're veering off. You may stop, come out, and not be paying attention. Next thing you know, you're on a route and you're going another way. You're going north when you could easily still be going west. You've got to constantly be aware of that. And I'm just pointing that out to you because I know that on your journey, a lot of times you get sidetracked. And part of the ways we get sidetracked is we lose out on that very the very beneficial resource of prayer. We lose out. Our connection with God gets strained. It thins out. The thicker you can keep the cord connected to God, the more stable and the more balanced the journey. If you thin out your communication with God, and instead of having a big, thick cable, now you're dealing with a little thread. You know, a cable is stronger than thread. And so it just decreases your opportunity. And so, you know, I wanted to just make you aware of that. And, you know, to ever be encouraging, to say to everybody out there, and just keep your head up. It is going to be dark days for you. There are going to be situations where it's going to be daunting and hard to face. But man, oh man, oh man, everybody has to face these challenges. Everybody get dark sometimes. You know, look, if you didn't lose, you wouldn't even appreciate winning. Because if it all went your way all the time, do you know how complacent and content and how easy life would be if it just went your way all the time? So when it kept going your way, you wouldn't even appreciate it, because guess what? It's been going this way the whole time. So what life does is it has its checks and balances. These hard times are coming, and you need the hard times to appreciate the good times. You need the clouds, and you need the rain to appreciate the sun and the flowers. It's just when it comes to prayer, though, just stay prayed up. Stay constant with it, because the challenges of life are coming, whether you prayed up or not. They're coming. Understand that. You could pray every day, all day. When you get through praying every day, all day, something's going to happen to you that's going to be challenging. Now, I would rather have been in communication with God on a regular than wait to every time something pop off to have to go to and reintroduce myself. Okay? I was over a little around the board with it today, but that's how it came to me, so there it is. I ain't mad at it. Y'all have a great day. We're going to have a good one today. Let's go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Morning, everybody. What you are about to do is to get ready to listen to the baddest morning show in the land. Am I right?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
Yay.
This is a little pregnant pause there.
I know. Whoa. I'm like the minister. Is this thing on? I mean, come on, talk to me. And it starts.
Amen,
Shirley
lights.
Strawberry. What's up, Shirley?
My pastor would say, amen, lights.
Amen, lights.
Amen now.
Since you all aren't listening.
I don't think you heard me. Carla Pharrell.
Amen, pastor, as my pastor would say. Am I talking to myself today?
I know.
What's happening?
Turn to your neighbor.
Three churches empty. It's Tommy here. Well, let me come on, man.
I'm in the building over here with the usher board, baby. I'm right here.
Touch three
people.
We're
down two.
Turn to your neighbor.
We're down two on our crew, but we're going to make it do what it do, baby. Don't worry about it. We got it. Isn't that right, y'all? That's right.
We got it. We got it.
Yeah.
Well, Bangkok has them now.
Morning. Morning, everybody.
Morning.
Morning.
I mean, well, you know, Michael Cohen.
As my
husband, he's not saying good morning because he's been up all
no,
night.
No, he's not saying good morning. Yeah.
As my husband, I'm going to jail. Going to the Bing. He going to the Bing.
For real?
Yeah.
He's got to go to the Bing.
But that's a pretty light sentence considering.
Very light. He should have got 10 years for what he did.
He could have gotten a lot more.
He got 36 months. That's 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Will now, will he do all of that?
That's my question.
Yeah, in federal time, he's going to do all of that.
Really?
I don't know if that was a federal case, though.
Yeah, it was a federal case.
Okay. Okay.
And you got Negroes in jail doing hard time for having marijuana in their pockets.
Hard he time. Gets
in the ashtray, Jay.
Right, in an ashtray. Right.
But white collar crime is treated differently in this country.
No, white collar crime. Not black white collar crime. white collar crime. There's a difference.
Wow. We could get real deep with that. We could go even deeper than what you just said.
Black white collar crime is real different than white collar crime. Much
you better talk.
Right?
Yeah. Well, the judge did say that Cohen deserved credit for his decision, you know, to admit to being guilty of cooperating and you know, he helped out the federal investigation.
Yeah, but after a while.
But your assistance, the judge says, does not wipe the slate clean.
Because he lived a privileged life. He lived a very privileged life and everything, and it just caught up with him. And then when it caught up with him, he lied about it. And then they were also saying when they lie like that, it takes the prosecutor, it takes Robert Mueller's team even longer, because all those lies, you still got to get to the truth. So, you know, it's lies on top of lies, and you're trying to get through the truth. That's really kind of what's taking so long. Whereas Flynn went in immediately and started telling the truth.
So is Trump in any trouble now?
Oh, yeah.
All right, listen, coming up at 32 after the hour, inside of Something Funny, with all of this cold, snowy, rainy weather around the country, what foods did your mom make you when you were sick as a kid? Oh, Lord, could my mom cook?
My God.
we're going to talk about that when we come back at 32 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it's time for Something Funny. From the Northeast to the Carolinas and the Midwest, the snow and the cold rain, There are some foods, you know, that always, always remind me of being sick when I was a kid. I'm sure it does for you guys, too. And the standard, of course, is chicken soup, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody agrees with that. It's something.
You can't beat that.
Yeah, it's just something good about that chicken broth and those veggies and stuff in there. Every mom would make chicken noodle soup. Every mom.
Can I say something, Shirley? But as a diabetic, and most diabetics have to suffer from high blood pressure, do you know how much sodium is in chicken soup?
Uh-huh.
It is a lot of sodium in there.
Uh-huh.
It is.
Yeah.
But a lot of people say sodium's good for you when you have a cold.
But. Yeah, but I mean, if it's homemade, it's still a lot of sodium. I get the can.
Mine came out of can.
I get the can.
Yours came out of can.
My mom ain't make no homemade soup.
No, this come from scratch.
Mine came out of red and white can.
You better talk, Campbell. You better talk.
Yeah, that's a lot of sodium. I'll give you that. But if they put the chicken in the pot with the veggies and stuff, that.
Put it all up, boy.
And the smell.
Y'all mamas did that?
Oh, I didn't get that. How would you call it?
My mom did that. Threw down in the kitchen.
That but she made homemade chicken noodle soup.
Yes, my mom made homemade chicken noodle soup. Yes.
Wow.
Not every single time, but she made it. And,
and if you cook it slow, the chicken fall off the bone if you cook it slow.
Yes,
but and your mom actually cooked noodles to make soup?
My mom, you mean made the noodles or just cooked?
No, you know what she cooked.
In the package, the egg noodles.
I never got that.
Me neither, Jay.
This is where Bitter Man came from.
Yeah. Yeah, it is because he had bad Christmases. We all know that. Halloween he hated.
But my mama didn't make chicken noodle soup, too. I remember one time we were watching TV. We were watching Martha Stewart on TV. And Martha Stewart said on a commercial, when we come back, we're going to make mayonnaise. And I remember my mom said, why would she make mayonnaise when you just
Now, I'm with you when you write now.
Why would I do that?
That's Martha, though. We talking about
when
Martha.
I go right in
but I'm just saying, that was my mom's philosophy on chicken noodle soup. Make it. Campbell's has done that.
But like Jay said, it's filled with sodium. So,
You know what I
put
got?
Put some water in it.
My mom would take that Vicks Vapor Rub and rub it all on my chest and leave. And then I didn't see her no more. That was
But you put a little under your nose, right?
You put some, and then you had to swallow some too. I don't know why you had to do that.
I didn't understand that part.
Yeah, I never understood that. Yeah,
that was disgusting.
Yeah, they'll give you a little spoon of that. Get that. Take
and then
that.
I didn't see her anymore. I never saw her again until I got a girl.
Yeah, you're like
sure you make chili in the wintertime, wouldn't you, Shirley?
Huh?
You make chili in the wintertime, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I haven't made it.
You can't eat chili when you're sick, though, Tommy.
I have.
Yeah, you know, because
it ain't go too well.
But yeah, I didn't think so.
But the heat from the cayenne pepper, that could help.
Y'all had such a loving house. Oh, my God. I'm such
chili
so
when you're sick?
I got all that Vicks Vapor Rub on me and a couple of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Open big container of grapefruit juice, and I never saw my mom again until I got well.
If he can eat peanut butter jelly, I can have that chili, Carla.
But wait, Tommy, let's back up chili. Wait, how did you swallow the peanut butter and jelly after the Vicks?
Carla, it was so hard. I had a sore throat, and this woman left me peanut butter and jelly.
You know what I did? I drank so much of as a kid that I could never milk.
I drank a
when
lot
you were
of milk.
Sick?
Not when I was sick. Just period. Just you maybe when I was sick. I don't remember. But we drank so much milk.
Yeah. I drank a lot of milk.
I drank so much milk. Milk and ketchup.
Oh my God. Y'all had such
those
a
were the
nice
two
life.
Things that I remember most.
I never had milk. With cereal, we didn't.
You didn't have no milk?
Not with cereal. No.
What's this po-ass upbringing of no milk?
Do you know when I found out cereal went with milk? When I...
Hey, stop lying.
When I went away to trade school to become a tailor, there were guys, I'm like, y'all put milk on cereal? What is that? That is amazing.
Now, Jay. Jay. Let me tell you what you get. When you get sick, let me tell you something you ought to really, really take in.
You got a remedy?
A nice cup of hot dog water, that water after the hot dog.
Oh, yeah?
You a nice cup of that.
That'll knock it out.
That'll knock it out, partner. Nice cup of hot dog water.
Tell me, do you garnish it with some lemon right on the edge?
Just.
This is so
right around the rim, put a little right lemon flavor to it.
Now, you want all that film floating on the top, right? You want
that is so disgusting.
Take the wiener out and cook it a little more, Jay. Let it boil. Yeah. Don't worry about that meat. Take that out.
Didn't you say your Uncle Steve used to give you that as soup when you were
little? I thought it was soup when I was growing up. I did. But Uncle gonna make you some nice soup. He'd be walking around eating a hot dog, and here I am with some hot dog. Well, I thought it was the best soup in the world.
Did you feel better, though?
That's how you acquired the taste, right?
Yeah.
You felt better. That was good.
Oh, my God.
Between Jay's just horrible
and not
sad.
Regular peanut butter, crunchy peanut butter.
That's a chance. I used to love crunchy peanut butter.
Yeah, not when you got a cold.
That's scratch your throat, man.
No, but you gotta chew it. You know, you can't just swallow
it. You can't do that if you already have Vicks Vapor Rub pushed down your throat.
Ew.
See, Jay, did you have your tonsils out and all that? Because that's cool.
Jay, did you have your tonsils out, Jay? Carla
no,
wants to know.
Not at all.
Yeah, I never had my tonsils removed.
I got mine.
Me neither. Me neither. Okay.
Coming up next, it's the king of hot dog water and the king of pranks. Run that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Steve has a special 2019 Sand and Soul announcement for you. And we're going to tell you some of the most Google search celebrities of the year. Who were they? We'll tell you about that. Yeah, but right now, here he is, the king of pranks, the one and only Nephew Tommy with Run That Prank Back. What you got, Neff?
Can you bring me some paper? Everybody done heard this at least once in their life. Can you bring me some paper?
Ooh, he's so aggressive with it, though. But then that's when
you have to be
aggressive
if you're sitting there, Shirley.
You do.
If you know your legs get numb. Can you bring me some paper?
You get a pass.
But why you got an attitude, though? Ain't nobody did nothing to you.
Yeah, you should have checked before you went in there.
Yeah.
Can you bring me some paper?
There you go.
The baby don't need to be seen. Here it is. Can you bring me some paper?
Hello? Hello? I'm trying to... Charles? I'm looking for a Charles.
Yeah, this Charlie.
I'm sorry, this who now?
This Charlie. How can I help you?
Hey, listen,
Who am I speaking with?
I'm sorry, this is Scotty, man. I'm house-sitting for Rita.
Yeah. She told me she was going out of town. What can I do for you, brother?
How far y'all down the way, man? Y'all, I'm in the house, 4 or 5 houses?
Yeah, I think, let's see. Yeah, we 4 houses down.
Okay. Now, she left me a number, man. Left me y'all number, and then she left Miss Doris' number. I tried to call Miss Doris, but then nobody answered the phone.
Yeah, she normally in church around this time. Rita said she was going to be gone for a minute, so you say you down there?
Right. And she told me if I got an emergency or anything that I could reach out to y'all and call y'all.
Right.
Okay, are you busy right now, man?
Well, actually, I'm in the middle of cooking my wife some dinner, and got some meat on the grill, but other than that, you know.
Okay, I mean, are you able to help me out with something right quick, or you got time for that?
Well, like I said, I'm in the middle of cooking. If it's something I can help you with, I don't mind coming down there and showing you or doing whatever it is that we need to do.
Okay. Charlie, would you happen to have any paper, man?
Any paper?
Yeah.
I think I got some newspaper. What you trying to do?
No, not no newspaper. I mean some paper. You got some paper?
What, notebook paper?
No. See, man, listen. Charlie, my name is Scotty, man. I know you don't know me. I done got myself in a little situation here down here at Rita House, man. And I'm in a situation. I actually am in the bathroom, man, and it ain't no paper in here, dog.
So you saying you want me to bring you some toilet paper?
I mean, if you don't mind, though, I'm sitting here, my legs ain't got numb, I can't even feel my my whole lower body, man, from butt down, I can't feel nothing, man. My feet, everything that went to sleep on me.
Hold up. Babe, this dude down here at Rita House saying he want me to bring his paper because he didn't got none sitting on the toilet. Man, look at here, bro. I'm in the middle of cooking. I wish I could help you, but, you know, well, I mean, I can't come
here. You ain't about 4 hours a day. Can you just run down here right quick? I mean, the back door open.
I say, man, I understand all that you saying. But like I said, I'm in the middle of cooking for my wife. We having a little special occasion because our kids and stuff gone, and I can't just leave her like that just to come bring, you know, paper. Now, what I can tell you to do is if Rita got one of them towels or something.
I'm
that
not
going to
use no
on.
Towel, man. I'm not using nobody's towel. Like, that's disrespectful, man.
Okay. Hey, but lower your voice, man. You calling me to help you and you acting like I caused you to not have no goddamn.
Okay.
You're supposed to have
okay.
some paper
Charlie,
in the bathroom
Charlie,
when
I
you
got
go
that.
In there.
All I'm asking for just, it ain't going to take no more than 2-3 minutes. Run down here right quick and bring the paper, man, and then you get on back to your dinner.
Well, it sounds like what you need to do, bro. You said you had an emergency. I thought the house or the dog had got out or you had locked yourself out the house. But I'm not going to come down there and bring you no papers because that don't sound like an emergency. That sounds like some personal shit. And furthermore, you're in the bathroom, just jump out your clothes and get in the shower and wipe out.
Dog, I'm not finna, dog. That's, like I said, I'm numb right now, man. I need some help if
so,
you don't
so
mind,
you want
man.
Me to come down there and bring you some toilet paper and pick your numb. You can't get up out the toilet if I would to help you legs today.
That's why I'm trying to tell you. I'm in an emergency, man.
Okay, well, that, like I said, man, that don't sound like an emergency. That seems like a little quick fix. Get your drawers and wipe your drawers. Throw them away, go get you some more. I mean, I'm not finna walk 4 houses down there to bring you some toilet paper. Your legs numb. How you gonna get up and open the door?
The back door is open. All you got to do is come in here and reach in here and pass me a roll of paper, man. That's all I'm asking you to do, Mr. Charlie.
I understand that, but I'm not finna come down there and bring you no paper. I'm not finna bring you...
Man, bring me some paper down here, man. Show you my body, man.
Say, man, who the hell you think you hollering at? You need me. I don't need you.
Well, won't you do something, man? You see I'm sitting here in a situation? Now, Rita left y'all a number that y'all will help me while I'm down here house watching, man.
This here crazy, baby. Man, what the... wrong with you? You gonna call me asking me to bring you some newspaper? I told you that I was in the middle of fixing me and my wife some dinner, and you come calling me talking about some paper, man. I don't want to hear no about no, and I ain't coming down there to bring you no paper, man. Hello,
Charlie, you gonna bring this paper, man?
Man, look, like I told you before, I ain't finna bring you no paper down there. We don't wipe no on this street.
Hey, hold on, man. You can't just leave me here and I'm numb like this.
But I'm not gonna come bring no grown man no toilet paper because he irresponsible when he go into the restroom. That sound like a personal problem. You too wrong for that.
This is a situation, though. This is an emergency, man.
Man, that don't sound like no emergency. That sound like a personal problem that you got going on.
I'm gonna whoop your when I get off of here, man. You done me off with
I don't give a about you being man. Matter of fact, soon as you get your up out of there, you so bad, you come on down here.
I'm coming down there. Yeah, by the fact, I'm coming down there the way I am, just like this here. And I'm going to whoop for not helping me while I'm in a situation.
So, well, bring your on.
I got one more thing I need to say to you that I'm going to do. Is you listening?
Bring your on. I got some snakeskin shoes that fit right up, clean up all that.
I got one more thing. Is you listening?
Man, what the man, like I said, what the you got to say, man?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your neighbor, Rita.
Ain't this thing. That motherfucker from the radio station. Is this Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show? Yeah. I'm a whoop Rita. Got you calling my house. Man, you had me. I was going to come down there, man, and break the show down and whoop. You better be glad I'm eating. I can't believe this.
Hey, man, I got to ask you, man, one more thing. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Show. Y'all playing practical jokes on folks.
Well.
You're ignorant.
Yeah.
I want to be the first to tell y'all.
I'm president of Team Tommy, but you are truly ignorant.
And you
really
know
are,
ignorance. Yes,
and I
you
know
do.
Ignorant when I hear it, man.
Can I say the colonoscopy went well? Can I say that?
Yeah,
well, yeah,
good.
Nobody asked, but
well,
yeah,
I told you when you win, it's gonna be in and out. You didn't know. You didn't believe it, right?
Oh my god!
Oh,
You know, you wake up like you were in a beautiful sleep. It was
Yeah.
You get a little groggy.
This is nice.
Yeah, a little groggy.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Steve has big news about 2019 Sand and Soul Festival, and we'll tell you about the most Google search celebrity in 2018. Who was it? Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I have an idea.
What?
Let's tell people about Sand and Soul again.
This is the third annual Sand and Soul Festival Airphone. Listen to this. 17 events, 5 days, 4 nights, one incredible time. Where? Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Location, Punta Cana, Dominican Republic. October 10th through October 14th, that's Columbus Day weekend, y'all. Now, these are some of the amenities that you can get at the fabulous Sand and Soul. You can ask anybody that went last year how it was the bomb. These are some of the amenities. All-inclusive. Food, alcohol, 24-hour room service. Leave your wallet at home. I ain't even pull it out. Jacuzzi and balcony in every room. That's bubbles.
Yeah.
Free Wi-Fi and free calls back to the States. Please bring your cell phone. 13 swimming pools, y'all. 11 restaurants, 23 bars and lounges, unlimited resort credit, and the largest casino in the Caribbean. Really nice casino. I had a great time there. Slot machines, they always could play my video poker. They treated me real nice. Got to go back.
Go to SteveHarveyFM.com for information.
Unlimited resort credits, largest casino in the Caribbean. Go to SteveHarveySandAndSoul.com. Phone number 1-800-684-2825. Listen to this lineup. The Welcome to Paradise Genuine is performing live. Got that pony. Jump on it. Casino Royale Party. Come razor sharp, dressed to impress. We got an 80s party. Party like it's the 80s with Dougie Fresh performing live. Tears of Joy comedy show with your favorite comedians. Showtime at the Apollo. We got the Act Like a Success Masterclass. We got the Beauty Bar hosted by my wife Marjorie. We got Steve and Marjorie Harvey Charity Golf Classic. We got jazz and cocktails on the beach. We got cigars and cognacs. Cigars rolled on site. We got the Red Light District Party. Kid Capri's performing live. Red attire suggested. And then we got Party at the Sea Day Cruise. Party at Sea Day Cruise. That's just so much stuff to do. It's going to be a wonderful time. Thank y'all. See you there.
All right, Steve, that is correct. Go to SteveHarveySandAndSoul.com. We will see you next year in Punta Cana, the Dominican Republic, baby. Yeah. Here's Miss Ann with today's headlines.
Yes, here I am. Good morning, everybody. And this is Ann Tripp with the news. Well, President Trump's former lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, was sentenced to 3 years in prison yesterday. Besides federal prison, Cohen was also ordered to pay $1.4 million in restitution. Michael Cohen pled guilty to financial crimes, campaign finance violations, lying to the Congress about negotiations aimed at building a Trump Tower in Moscow, some other things. The campaign finance offenses involved payments to two women who said they had affairs with Donald Trump before he was president. Cohen told the judge that he made those payments at the direction of Mr. Trump, and Cohen says he actually saw his job as covering up what he described as Trump's dirty deeds. Cohen's to report to jail in March. The Republican-dominated U.S. Senate confirmed a White House Senate aide this week named Jonathan Cobes for a lifetime position on the Federal Appeals Court. That's despite the fact that the American Bar Association says he's unqualified. Cobes has been an aide to South Carolina Republican Senator Mike Rounds. The vote was 50-50. The tie was broken by Vice President Pence. that may not be a representative from North Carolina's 9th district when the new Congress convenes next month. That's because new election night may have to be held because of allegations of fraud and improper conduct in North Carolina. Right now, the unofficial tally shows Republican Mark Harris leading the Democrat Dan McCready by about 905 votes. However, investigators are looking into whether a Republican operative illegally collected and tampered with absentee ballots. A man came forward this week with a signed affidavit saying that he saw a political operative working for the GOP named McCray Dallas with 800 absentee ballots in his possession before the election. You know, it's illegal in North Carolina to turn in just one absentee ballot if it's not yours. In addition, the State Board of Elections has released documents that indicate that early vote totals may have been improperly tabulated in North Carolina also before Election Day in at least one precinct. Civil rights groups are suing a suburb of Washington, D.C., Prince George's County, Maryland, and its police chief on behalf of several current and former black and Hispanic police officers. The suit accuses police officials and Chief Henry Stawinski of condoning racist and abusive behavior by white cops and retaliating against black and brown officers when they complained about it. The lawsuit says that white cops in Prince George's County use racist slurs. They circulate racist texts that express things like a desire to, quote, reinstate lynching. They put a black face and an Afro wig on a training dummy, and that Chief Sawinski has allowed racism to thrive in his since his appointment to the job 2 years ago. By the way, Prince George's County is east of Washington, D.C. It's 64% black, only about 24% white. The Trump administration resuming its effort to deport previously protected Vietnamese immigrants. Many of the immigrants in question have lived in the U.S. for decades, having fled Vietnam during the war. And finally, clutch the pearls. Researchers at the University of New Zealand say that, quote, there's a strong and consistent evidence that James Bond has a drinking problem. Are you kidding me? Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, in political news, guys, I'm sure you guys have been watching this. Former Trump attorney Michael Cohen was sentenced yesterday to 3 years in prison for campaign and tax crimes. Cohen said that the president tweeted that he was weak and it was correct, but for a much different reason. Cohen said he felt like it was his duty to cover up the president's dirty deeds time and time again.
Wow. Such liars. They just lie.
You think Trump gonna maybe put some...
That's probably
true,
though.
On his books or anything?
No,
you think
he
at least try to help
him? He was getting paid to do everything he did. It wasn't like an honor or a duty. They were scamming the country.
Yeah.
You know, and they're directly responsible for all the stuff that's happening now. Because had not they lied, Trump wouldn't have been in there and we wouldn't be in the situation we're in.
Yeah.
You know,
is Trump.
I agree with that.
More time.
Hmm? I agree with that, but I still say that I think he was telling. There is some truth in that about him feeling like it was his duty to cover up the president's dirty deed.
Yeah, because he was loyal to him.
Yeah, he was
loyal
absolutely.
To the president, and this is
he
what
had his
happened.
Back.
And the president was paying him, so you're right about that part, Jay. But that was mm-hmm. that was his job to do. It's he was the president's Ray Donovan.
Mm.
Everything.
He
was
yeah,
it.
But Ray
they
Donovan
call
goes
him
in
Ray
and
Donovan.
No, Ray Donovan goes in and kicks butt. This guy was just writing checks and
we don't know
people.
If he wasn't kicking butt. He may have been kicking butt.
Well, he was.
We're gonna see if he know how to kick butt in a minute.
Yeah. No, you're right. Say that again, Carla, because you're right. He was threatening people.
I think he was threatening people and threatening to do things to people and
to destroy their lives.
Lives
yeah.
and reputation.
Yeah.
And
well, you know,
like
you're absolutely right. And the Michael Cohen that you hear in that courtroom is not the one you hear on the phone making those threats.
Right. Right. The crying Michael Cohen.
Yeah.
That
mild.
Yeah. You know, I mean, yeah. The day of reckoning has come. Of course, you know, he doesn't want to do any prison time. He could have gotten a lot more. I think 3 years was pretty light for, you know.
48 regular, y'all. That's all I'm going to say.
What's
48
that?
That's the size of that orange jumper he has to put on.
Yeah, you got about 48 long, about a 48 you're regular. You're right. Now,
by 48, I got it about right, huh?
How do you know how?
They never
how do you
fit,
know what
Tommy.
Size? How do you know that?
Oh, you can tell what size a guy is. You can pretty much tell. Yeah. Like a lady, you guys can tell who's a 6, who's a 8, who's a 10, right? Can't
I mean, if I
you?
See yeah. them in person, yeah. not on TV. TV makes
well,
everybody.
Well, just by Joe Wallace's mama's voice, you can tell she's a 63 if you hear her.
Coming up next at 34 after the hour, we're going to have some fun with what it was and what it is actually used for, okay?
right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time now, Jay, for your comedy segment. It's called What It Was and What It's Used For. All right, let's go, Jay. What you got?
I just think we were a little more useful, and we were able to do things more than these kids. When you say these kids today, like, for instance.
The millennials.
Millennials. I hate to say millennials because they say we make fun of them, but, you know, they're just not.
We love our millennials.
We do love
them. Yes, we do.
They listen to the show
yeah. all the time.
Yeah,
we love them.
Thank y'all. But back in the day, if you had a butter knife.
My daughter.
It wasn't just very seldom did we even have butter. I don't know why we had butter knives.
Oh, we had butter.
But you could use a butter knife for different things, like a screwdriver. Right?
Oh yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You better talk.
As long as it's a flathead, you can actually get it in a Phillips if you work it right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you work.
You're right. If you work it right.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You got one, Tommy? I got one.
Okay, I used to, like, my mama make me a lunch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take to school, brown paper bag, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Nah, but my mama make me come back home with that bag. I couldn't throw that bag away.
What?
You know what I'm saying? You can't, yeah. And you get your butt whooped, you don't bring that brown bag back. Because later on that night, that same bag, my mama fried chicken in that bag. That's what she seasoned it. Boy, put that flour in there, put that chicken in there, and shake that chicken in there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right, that bag, miss, that brown paper bag, we it was for lunch, but we used it for so many other things.
Your grimy little hands on it.
So you pull out a sandwich, you got flour all over your sandwich. All right, here's another one.
What are we doing?
We're doing what it was, but it was also used for something else.
Okay.
Basically, what it was and what else we could use it for.
Okay.
In our house, you could not throw away an empty jar. That was the rule. If you found one that had a handle on it, remember sometimes you go to the store and get those jars and say, man, that's a set of glasses. What are you doing?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Yes.
Wait till
a
Sunday
mason
dinner.
Jar with a handle on it?
Yeah. A mason jar.
A mason jar with a handle on it?
Okay, Jay.
Uh-huh.
An empty can of peanut butter.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right? Mm-hmm. Once you get to the end, you get that and you clean it out. Get all that other residue of peanut butter. Uh-huh. Get that out.
Uh-huh.
And now, that sits proudly on the stove, and it holds old grease. That's what that do.
Wait a minute. That holds your peanut butter came in a can?
Can? It didn't come in a jar?
Yeah.
Wow. It's a glass jar.
Glass jar. Okay.
But it holds grease
it
now.
Okay.
You put that on the stove, and that's what it held the chicken grease.
And the bacon
fish
grease.
Bacon grease.
Yeah, with the answer to your question, though, Carl, they don't make peanut butter containers like they used to.
They don't.
They make plastic
now. Okay.
What about the coffee cans too?
That was it.
Now, can I just say this? Please do not make a mistake and fry your chicken in the fish grease.
Everybody knows that.
Don't get those cans mixed up. But some people sometimes.
But it's actually good. I call it fish. I call it chicken fish. It's really good. If you make a mistake sometimes, you'd be surprised what you come up with. It's really good.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised they don't sell it in the store. Chicken fish grease.
Chicken fish. Oh, my God.
I got one more.
Come on, Jay. Take it out.
We all got those relatives that come over to the house with a walk-up. We're not making fun of the walk-up.
Mm-mm.
But why the tennis balls? They don't even play tennis.
Where did they get them from? Where did they get them from?
You know, I never asked why they put those on there. Did it give them more stability or
traction?
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, man.
All right, one more before we get out of here. Come on.
These people with these baby strollers, once the baby get bigger, once the baby get bigger,
hurry.
The stroller should not be for groceries. You know what I'm saying?
I like it. Convenience.
That's not what creative. That's for, man.
That is very creative. All right.
Keep
the comments coming on social media. Go to Steve Harvey FM. Now, up next, it is the King of Pranks with the prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yeah, you there?
I'm right here. What's going on?
All right. Well, listen, coming up at the top of the hour, about 4 minutes after, it is today's Strawberry Letter. I've got a good one for you today. Subject.
I can't tell you how many times I heard that joke and paid good money for it.
Get it
in. It was so disappointed. Oh, my God.
You better get that in, Jay. The subject.
That, too. Heard that, too,
Jay. The subject is I've been with a few of his buddies.
Whoa.
That is the subject of today's Strawberry Letter. But right now, the nephew is here, the King of Pranks, with today's prank phone call. What you got, King of Pranks?
I'm about to turn your lights off.
I pay my bills. Not right before Christmas.
Everybody
Christmas
on here then got their lights turned off one time or another.
Yeah.
It is. I'm about to turn your lights off.
What, that pink slip?
Run that. Just run it. Just listen. Take a listen.
Hello, I'm trying to find Gerard, please.
Get us now.
Hey, Gerard, how you doing? This is Mason, man. I'm the guy that turns the lights on and off if you haven't paid your bill. And I'm over here at your house. I'm actually getting ready to turn the lights off, but I'm trying to it's a courtesy call we're supposed to give. If people can pay their bill before we turn them off, then we collect and we keep moving.
You say who are you again?
I'm Mason. Exactly, sir.
And you say you got
to
do what?
I'm getting ready to turn the lights off because the bill hasn't been paid. I'm getting ready to turn the power off. Are you here at the house?
No, I'm at work.
Okay. Well, listen, is there anyone at the house that can make a payment?
Make a payment?
The payment right now that I have is $221.36. Is that right?
For what? The electric?
For the electric bill. Yes, sir.
No, sir. No, there's nobody at the house, and I don't think I owe that much.
Well, that's what I have right now. It's $221.36.
No, see, my wife, she already paid that, see.
Okay, well, they don't have a record of that. I'm in your driveway right now. I'm getting ready to turn this thing off until a payment has been made.
Well, see, there's nobody home right now.
Okay, well, if no one is here, then I have to follow through and continue and go ahead and turn the power off until everything is rectified.
Oh. You in my driveway?
I'm in your driveway. Sir, is there anyone here? Or how far are you from here?
I'm at work. I can't get off right now, but you got to get out my driveway.
No, sir. I'm not going to be able to leave your driveway until I actually turn the power off.
Can't turn my power off. I got food in the refrigerator. My kid got fish that, you know, come on, man.
Well, what do you mean you got fish? What does that mean?
I can be there in 30 minutes to get you the cash right now.
Sir, what do you mean when you say you got fish?
Fish tank.
Oh, a fish tank. You have a fish tank? Okay, well, sir, I understand that, but...
Sir, I'll be there in 30 minutes. You stay right there. Don't touch nothing, okay?
Sir, I can't be here 30 minutes. I can't wait that long.
30 minutes, I'll be there with cash, and I'll pay you, what is it, 200, what?
We don't accept cash, sir. We're going to need a money order.
I don't have time to go to. I'll be there with the cash, 30 minutes.
I can't take cash. Are you listening to me, sir?
Are you listening to me?
I'm listening to you. I can't take cash. I need a money order.
I'll be there in 30 minutes, okay?
Sir, I have to turn your power off if you're not here. I give everybody 10 minutes. 10 minutes where they can pay it or we can actually turn it off. Now, you tell me what you want me to do.
I'm going to call my wife real quick, all right? Real quick.
Sir, I don't have time to call you. I don't have time for that.
First of all, sir, you get me upset. My wife don't mess up bills, okay? First of all. Okay.
Okay. If she doesn't mess up bills, then what the hell is going on?
I don't know. I'm going to call her real quick. We'll get this straight. Okay?
Okay. Well, sir, I don't have real quick time. What we have to do right now is I have to do this. I have to either turn your power off, you get it turned on. Now, listen, I can come back and turn this thing right back on next week. It'll be a $150 penalty.
First of all, you need to get the out of my yard, first of all. So I call your supervisor.
Sir, I'm here because I'm supposed to be here. I'm here because you haven't paid your bill.
I'm going to call my wife and look at this straight right now.
I'm here because you haven't paid your bill.
I paid my bill. My wife paid my bill.
Well, how do you know she paid it? Because you don't know a damn thing. You don't know anything.
Hold up. Sir, trust me. My wife paid the bill. It's a mistake in your system. Get out of my yard now.
Are you at Avenue?
Yeah, that's correct. But what?
I'm in the right place, sir. And you haven't paid your bill, and I've been ordered to turn it off.
I tell you what. Tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna be there in 30 minutes.
I'm not gonna be here in 30 minutes. Okay?
Are you listening? I'm turning this off in the next 5 minutes.
Do not touch my... My wife paid the bill. Leave my electrical
on. Your wife hasn't paid the bill. Now, maybe your wife is out lallygagging, doing something else.
Whoa. First of all, you keep her out of this, all right? Okay?
You're the one that brought her in. You're the one that keeps telling me what she has done and what she hasn't done.
Listen. Keep my... Hey, that's why I draw the line. I'll be there in 30 minutes. Me and you can talk.
I'm not going to continue to go back and forth with you, sir. I don't have 30 minutes. I got 10 minutes. Look, you understand me?
I'm going to leave right now. I'm going to get in the car right now, okay? I'll be there in 30 minutes.
Sir, I don't have 30 minutes. I'm turning it off. You can call downtown and get headquarters to turn it back on, and we'll come back out here, and it's a reconnect fee for $150.
So I got to come up with $300. Oh, hell no.
Sir, your bill is $200-something, and that's going to be a $150 reconnect fee.
That's some No, hell no. Hey, I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Okay, well, sir, I've told you before, you have 5 minutes to get here.
No, listen. Let me call my neighbor real quick. Hold up.
I don't have time for you to click over and call other people, sir. Is there somebody that can give me a money order right now?
Yeah. Right now, I can get you a money order. In 5 minutes.
Okay, now who's going to do that?
I don't know. I call my wife.
I told you, your wife is the reason why you're in this situation.
I'm going to report you to your supervisor.
How are you going to report me when I'm out doing my job? You should report your wife for not doing what she's supposed to be doing.
Listen, I don't care
what you say. Do you want your lights on or off when you get here?
I want my lights on. What the f*** do you have lights on?
Your lights are getting turned off in the next 2 minutes because your wife didn't pay the damn bill.
Listen, keep my wife's name out your mouth.
Hey, I tell you what. You know what my supervisor would tell you?
I don't give a f*** what your supervisor would tell me.
He would tell you that you have been talking to Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked.
I was on my way to...
Your co-worker got you, Joseph. He got you.
I'm going to get his... Man, don't do that no more, man. You had me...
Hey, I got one more thing to ask you, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Come on, man. Steve Harvey Morning Show. With Nephew Tommy.
Ooh. That's a bad feeling.
You know, that made me feel good right there for some reason. I don't know. I get adrenaline in my... It run all through me when I get somebody in an uproar.
You wrong for that.
No, get these people's blood pressure up like that.
You got to get people in an uproar. That's what my granddad used to call an uproar. He all in an uproar. December 28th, baby. The Nephew is coming to Columbus, Georgia at the Civic Center. Me, Earthquake, Don D.C. Curry. The list goes on and on. You don't want to miss it. We will be in the house. Tickets are on sale right now. Washington, D.C., December 29th. It's star-studded. Lil Duval, Red Grant, Country, Wayne, Earthquake again, me again, Tony Roberts and Joe Clare. Two shows, 7 o'clock and 10 o'clock at Constitution Hall in Washington, D.C. And last but not least, it's Houston, Texas. It's my home. December 31st, New Year's Eve night, baby. It's the New Year's Eve Comedy Jam. D.L. Hughley, Arnez J. Cedric, the Entertainer, and hosted by yours truly, Nephew Tommy. Tickets on sale right now. Smart Financial Center.
Okay, one more time. What'd your granddad say? One more time.
All in an uproar, foot. He ain't got in an uproar.
All right.
Boy, that got himself in an uproar. What wrong that boy?
Thank you, Nephew. Up next,
what's ailing you, boy? What's ailing you?
It's a strawberry letter coming up. Subject: I've been with a few of his buddies. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now for today's strawberry letter. If you need advice on relationships, on dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click submit strawberry letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, like we're going to read this one right after Tommy says it.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Thank you, Nephew. This could be your letter. Subject: I've been with a few of his buddies. Dear Steve and Shirley, I am a 29-year-old female, and I've been dating a 40-year-old guy for a year. I am madly in love with him, and I believe he's my soulmate, but I'm afraid my past won't let us last. You see, right before I met my man, I was seeing another guy, and we had sex one time. It happened only one time, and he stopped calling me after that. 2 months later, I met my current boyfriend, and we hit it off immediately. We had great conversation and great sexual chemistry and a lot of other stuff in common, despite the age difference. Early on, he asked me about my past lovers and one in particular that he used to play basketball with. It was a guy that I dated before I met him. I told my boyfriend that I know the guy, but I never had sex with him. Yes, I lied to the man that I consider my soulmate. Fast forward to a couple of weeks ago, when my man came over to my house after leaving the gym, he told me that he ran into his buddy, the same guy I messed around with, and lied about. This guy told my man that we did have sex, so I had to come clean and apologize for lying. My boyfriend then said that he knows several other guys that I've slept with, that I've had sex with, but he doesn't hold it against me because I was younger and carefree at the time. So much for living in a small town and trying to keep low profile. He said that he still loves me, but he can't get past the fact that I lied, and it makes it harder for him to trust me. I feel like he looks at me differently now. I love this man, and he says he loves me, but can he really leave my past in the past? Do you think this will be an issue forever? Well, you know, you never know. It might be. These are the kind of double standards I hate right here when, you know, just because you have a past, someone holds it against you right now. Everyone has a past. Every single person has a past, period. You live in a small town, chances are, you know, people are going to know each other. If it's that small of a town. But I say your past is your past. You got to own it if it's your past. It's who you are. Don't let anyone make you feel a certain way because you do have a past. Like I said, everyone has a past. And guess what? You don't have to tell everything. You do not have to tell everything. And what I also advise you to do, just because you meet someone, you know it's a small town, you gotta be careful. You just can't jump into bed. You know, you said this guy, you guys had great conversation and great sexual chemistry. Hold off on that for a little while. You know, and these guys that keep running their mouths about the fact that they've been with you, either they're telling too much or your guy is lying to you, trying to get you to tell the truth. You know, everybody, again, has a past. Don't let your past define your future and who you are today. If he loves you, he loves you. Some guys can't get past these things, though. So if you want to be with him, you're going to have to stop talking. You're going to have to leave your past in the past. All right, Jay?
In your way.
Okay. All right.
Shut up.
Let me just say this about that.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Go ahead.
About that. In the past, I would get all in an uproar.
Let Tommy say it. Let Tommy say it.
Say it, Tommy.
In an uproar. In an uproar.
In an uproar. I would get all up in an uproar about if I was with somebody and they had been with somebody else. That was in the past. But when you reach this age here, you have to assume.
Yeah.
You can't get all up in your feelings about who somebody else. First of all, I'm just so happy somebody wants to be with me. So the fact that they've been with somebody else, I don't even want to ask that question because suppose there's a lot of people and then it's a long list. Now, we wasting time with her going through the list. We don't get to do what we supposed to do, and I done fell a damn sleep because it was Billy, it was Tommy, it was Curtis, it was Johnny.
Don't forget Jerome.
Jerome.
Yeah.
Say Jerome's in the house.
Watch man.
And that night I was drunk, Cynthia, but we don't talk about that much. You know, so I could care less. Yeah. I'm just so happy you want to be with me. I could care less who you've been with at all.
Spoken like a mature man.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Yeah. Upro, what you got?
A secure, mature man. All right, come on.
You can't be, in a small town doing big things with everybody. And that is what we have here. I think here's the problem, and I don't. It's something about a man. Once a man finds out. Mm-hmm. That you have been with one of his boys.
Yeah.
He cannot get that out of his head. It's not going to leave.
whatever you think you all are going to have, I promise you, it's going to come to an end, because that man can't sleep at night knowing that. That's the truth. Mm-hmm. That's from a real man giving it to you straight. I can't sleep with it. I can't digest it. Mm-hmm. And most men can't. Now, Jay, when you say when you get a little older, might be all right with it. I promise you, if you think this man going to marry you after he know that, it's not going to happen. Mm. Not going to happen.
Because it was his buddy.
It's his buddy. He knows him, and you lied. Now he don't know what else you done lied about. Now how many more of your his buddies? Yeah.
Mm. So let me get this straight. You're upset because she lied?
That's part of it.
I'm saying this,
because men, especially on this show, they live by the creed of lying. So I'm shocked that
hypocrite.
Well, I have a show now, Shirley, so I can't be.
I'm so shocked that you're upset that she lied.
Well, Shirley, it's like this. I don't think it's going to work no matter either way.
Mm-hmm.
Because if she told the truth, it's still his boy.
Uh-huh.
If you lie and he find out, it's still his boy. Mm. And he knows. You've been with my boy. So it's just something about a man. He just don't want to be with a girl that's been with his boy. That's most men. That's 95% of the men I know.
He don't want to be with his boys no more either. He's lost the boy. He lost the cool.
No, they're going to be back down there hooping. Trust me.
Oh, you think so? Okay.
They're going to be back down there hooping.
You didn't even know her then.
He didn't know her then, but his boy came to him and said, hey, man, I got to go and tell you. It has happened between her and I.
Well, what is he telling that for, though? You know, that's just whack to me. What is he telling her that? That's your business and her business.
So you're telling me
women don't
do that?
All right, we got to go. Hold on. We'll be back. We got part two coming up.
Oh, we're
going
to be right back.
Oh, yes, we will. We'll have part two of our response coming up at 23 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, today's Strawberry Letter subject, I've been with a few of his buddies. That is the subject. I mean, that's the title of it. All right, listen, we got to recap this letter first. Let's recap. Yeah, Tommy. Okay, a 29-year-old woman wrote in. She's dating a 40-year-old guy. They've been together for about a year. She's madly in love with him. She thinks he's her soulmate. She's afraid, though, that her past won't let them last. She says she lives in a small town. And she was seeing, before she met her current man, she was seeing another guy, and they had sex just one time. It only happened one time. They stopped.
That's all right.
They stopped seeing each other after that. 2 months later, she met her current boyfriend. They hit it off immediately, had great conversation, great sexual chemistry, a lot of other stuff in common, despite the age difference. So they're together now. Early on, her guy asked her about her past lovers and one in particular that he used to play basketball with. See, I think this subject, by the way, is misleading because she says, I've been with a few of his buddies. But in the letter, she's only talking about one in particular.
But then that means there are more.
He ran it. Well, yeah. Well, yeah. Well.
Your past won't let you last because of your ass. Okay?
That's a gospel play coming out this week.
Uh-huh. I'm just saying now. Okay, Shirley, let's talk small town. Okay.
Yeah. How small is this
let's
town?
Let's talk Mayberry. All right. Let's talk Mayberry.
Andy Griffith.
All right.
Barney.
Okay. Now, can Barney meet somebody, and Andy? This is an old picture. So happy people don't know what I'm talking about. How can I bring this up to date?
Power.
Power.
Ghost.
Okay.
New York.
Okay.
Ghost.
Let's
New
do
York
power. Can ghosts get hooked up with somebody that Tommy used to be with, and Tommy got to tell Ghost, hey, dude, I got to tell you, me and her used to kick it back in the day. You got to say something, right?
Let me ask you a question.
That's a little different because Tommy and Ghost are besties, huh? What?
Yeah. And New York is a big city. Power is
you
city.
You want to hang out in the same club? About, you know, maybe
so you want the same circle of friends?
Yeah, the same.
Put
Power
they play in basketball Austin,
together.
Texas.
They play basketball together. They do.
Okay. Put Power in Austin, Texas.
And what is a few? What is a few? We're talking two, three. Two is a
couple.
It's
always been three to me.
Three or more is a few. Three or more is a few.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, see, there's a man code and there's an old man code, which is totally different.
What are
because
they?
Because in the man code, you get in an up row. in the old man code, you don't get in the up row because most of them dudes might be dead anyway. So you ain't going to worry about that.
I don't know. I just think that thinking, you know, is just archaic. I just really do. Everyone has a past. She lives.
Everyone has a past. Yeah, everybody gets that.
But she is where she lives. I mean, that's what happens, where she just happens to be in a small town. What is she not supposed to date
anyone? But you can't sleep with the whole town, Shirley.
She didn't say she slept with the whole town.
Well, she done slept with a few of his friends.
She slept with a few of his friends. It's a small town.
Then she need to find somebody that ain't got no friends.
Exactly.
She need to find somebody that ain't got no friends.
Oh, how you going to do that in a small town, Tommy?
But go to another town. Go to there's got to be another smaller town close to that small town.
You need to move town.
You got to go out just to find love? Come on, guys. No.
Well, you have tainted this town.
At what time? You have tainted. You have tainted the town.
This is a double standard. The guys are sleeping around too. Come on, guys.
Okay,
but guys, they can't get past it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, Carl. I'm being honest. Men cannot get past that you've been with somebody they know or their friend. It's hard for men to get past that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm that's his boy they play ball with. He got to see him all the time.
I'm trying to see if it were me, if it were women, can we get past if a guy slept with some of our girlfriends?
Let me see.
No.
No. Especially if she's cuter than me. Especially
I'm hearing hell
now. Especially if she banging her body.
Exactly. I know you wasn't with Shaquanda. What?
Not Shaquanda.
Oh no! As you mature, I think maybe those things aren't as important, you know, as they once were. Who you slept with,
and not a woman that you see all the time. So see, that's the thing too. This is a man that he sees all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So you think about a woman you see all the time. You got with your man. Mm.
Then what about a guy who is? You know, this happens. Guys love fall in love with strippers, fall in love with hookers, all that kind of stuff. They have pass.
Yeah.
I had to say hookers. whatever
guy. Don't say hooker no more.
I know that.
Yeah, well, they don't say hooker.
Prostitutes.
No more.
What do you say?
A working girl. She's a working girl.
Okay.
That's different though.
I mean, yeah, but it's kind of the same. They have a past. You don't see the guys, but she's still been with a lot of guys. It's just because the fact that these are his buddies. That's the problem. That's what you're saying. That's the problem.
That's what I think it's the major
part. Yeah, that's what the problem is. Okay, and Tommy, you made it seem like he was upset at the fact that she lied. Now, is it that she lied or that she was with a few of his buddies?
It's both of them. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because guys lie all the time.
She need to get on a mega bus and go to the next town.
Just take
a trip. Just take a trip. Go see if maybe you can live in the next town. Maybe don't nobody know you there.
But knowing this girl, by the time she get to the next town, she will have had sex with everybody on
that
damn bus.
See, that's what I'm saying. This is who she is. This is her life.
You gotta own
your past. And that's what I'm saying. Just because I said that earlier, just when you meet guys, stop jumping in bed with them. Just because you guys have great sexual chemistry and everything. You can't do that. You know, that's what she said. We have great conversation, great sexual chemistry. Slow down.
Yeah.
Your past is catching up with you.
Slow down on that.
But your past is your past. You still need to own your past.
Don't spread yourself too thin. No, we can't say that either.
All right, listen, we got to get out of here, guys. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Carla's going to spill the tea with Carla's reality update. And I believe she's going to talk about someone on this crew who has a show on OWN. We'll talk about that.
Who could that be?
If we're ready.
You know who the hell it is. What you mean, who could that be?
But before we get to that, guys, listen to this. Just think for a moment. Can you imagine a world without the Ellen DeGeneres show? Seems like she's been on forever, right?
I would miss show. I know, I would miss her so much. It's so
y'all
full of love.
Y'all can't take my Ellen from me. I cannot my Ellen from me.
Tommy thinks that's his girlfriend.
Okay. Y'all know how much I feel about some Ellen.
He really loves him some Ellen. Well, it is hard to picture an Ellen-less existence, but he loves her differently, Carla, than we do, okay? It's hard to picture an Ellen-less existence, but it might be happening sooner than you think. According to a new interview with the New York Times, Ellen DeGeneres is considering retiring from her insanely popular daytime talk show.
Wow.
Okay? Yeah. Contract for her show is up in 2020. Ellen is taking all of her options into consideration. She spoke about seeking advice from her wife, we all know Portia de Rossi, as well as her brother. Ellen has a brother named Vance DeGeneres, and she's been, you know, conferring with both of them on her next career move. The only problem is they have two totally different ideas on what Ellen should do coming up. Portia, her wife, thinks that Ellen is ready for a new challenge, while Vance, her brother, thinks that Ellen should keep going with her talk show. Ellen says she gets mad when my brother tells me I can't stop talking about Portia. And Ellen says, Portia says, I just think Ellen is a brilliant actress and stand-up, that it doesn't have to be this talk show for her creativity. That's what Portia said. There are other things she could tackle. I don't see the end of her show as her career ending. Now, Ellen does have a stand-up coming out on Netflix.
Yes,
special.
So, yeah, her special. Yeah, I think it's called Relatable, I think. But anyway, you know, no, we don't want Ellen to leave. We do not.
Ellen is funny, man.
Yeah,
she's funny.
Yeah, we just have to wait and see, though. We got a couple more years for that. Kathy Lee, we're just getting over that. Kathy Lee just announced earlier this week that she's leaving the Today Show. So come on now.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to take all these white women leaving TV. This is
something. See? you might need a moment,
what, Jay?
This is two in one day.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
This is a lot to take in.
This is a lot for me.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah, so you never know. I mean, we have her for at least another year or so before Ellen makes a decision.
If another white lady leaves TV, I don't know what I'm going to do.
And don't forget, you know, Ellen has her hands in so many other things. She's one of the producers of Steve's hit show, Little Big Shots, okay?
Yeah, that's right.
So, speaking of that, Little Big Shots' Christmas special is tonight on NBC, hosted by our fearless leader, of course, Steve Harvey. So make sure you make time for that. Check that out. Yeah, I love Steve with the kids. So, yeah, Ellen, don't go. Don't go yet, at least.
Man, let me tell you something. When Ellen get out there and get to dancing, boy, you can't do nothing but have a feel-good day when she gets there.
I know. And now she lets Twitch, her DJ, do it, and boy, can he dance.
Boy, that boy there.
Woo, he can dance. Yeah.
I love the prizes in the contest that she does, too, that she gives away.
I just like the show. You're right. The
it's so full of love and fun.
It's so laid back.
Yeah, and she gives away so much money. She does so much good. And then her 12 days of Christmas, OMG, off the chain.
Nice.
And she doesn't mind making fun of herself for the joke.
Right. And I love how she ends every show. This touches my heart every time she says it. Be kind to one another. We don't have that enough. We don't hear that enough. And we're not kind a lot of times.
You hear that?
Huh?
The White House. Be kind to one another. White House.
Oh, no.
Be kind.
They're not listening, Jay. Trust me. They're not
Cohen's about to go away for 3 years.
Oh, yeah, yeah, 3 years. Yeah.
He's going to be real kind.
Yeah.
You going to eat your cornbread?
Yeah.
No, no. I got to eat it. You can have it. No, you can have it.
But stay or go. We understand, Ellen, but we want you to stay. But we certainly get it. We certainly get it, yeah.
I'm going to call and talk to her. I'm going to call and talk to her. See if she stays.
Oh, you got a number?
Oh, yeah.
No, he doesn't have her number. He doesn't even know her. Remember,
if I can
get
his big ugly index finger on his phone, I can open it up.
Does he have Face ID? He was good, by the way. He was on Ellen was earlier this week. He was so funny this week.
Was he good? I missed it. Was he good?
He was really funny this week. Yeah, he was. On
Did she
the
scare
Ellen
him
show.
This time? She always
No, she didn't. And I think he was prepared for it. See, she likes to catch you off guard. If you go in thinking that she's going to scare you.
Has she scared him?
Oh
my God. What?
Yeah. She scares everyone. Yes.
Yes, she does. That's her thing.
Yeah, she does.
But
she really does.
Now, is the game show up that she's doing?
Oh, Game of Games? I think that comes back in January.
Yeah, it's a, that's a funny. Have you seen it?
That's
yeah,
funny.
It comes in January along with The Rock. Mm-hmm. The Rock has a new show, something about the Titans or something. He has a new, like one of those physical.
Like obstacle course
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, yeah like, one yeah. of those things, yeah.
You know it's physical.
I was turned down for that.
Come on.
I didn't make the cut on that one.
Oh.
You were supposed to do an obstacle. You were supposed to do one of those fitness type of shows, Jay?
Yeah, I didn't make
competitive fitness.
Am I the only one in here that doesn't believe a word of what he just said?
No, you're not alone. You are not alone.
Carla, why?
I don't care.
Why so hard? No.
I don't care how convincingly he said it. I'm not buying it.
You want to do it over?
You want to
do
it? You sold it, Jay.
No, he didn't. That was bad acting. Come on, one more time.
Well, yeah, come on, Jay.
Well, he is the writer of bad acting theater.
I was supposed to be on that show with The Rock. And in fact, I was supposed to have The Rock slot. That was going to be me. I was going to be that.
Okay, wait. Okay. I'll bite. Were you, Jay? Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, okay. Yeah. I can see how they picked you. Yeah, I can
so
see.
So did you try, Jay? Did you run the obstacle?
The Rock took less money, and then I said, well, I can't do it for that. I can't. Not me.
Oh, that's why you stopped. Oh, okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. Got to get your money, honey, now.
Yeah.
Can't have you a hunk like you for free. Yeah.
Rock took less money than what Jay wanted?
I know.
You ain't got the lie, Craig.
All right, guys, here we go. Coming up next at the top of the hour, it's Carla's reality update. Woo-hoo! Right after this.
Uh-oh.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready. She is here, the one and only. It's that time. Carla's reality update.
Woo-hoo!
That's how you do it.
I love it, nephew. I love that intro. Thank you very much. And thank you, Jay, for my woo-hoo. All right, let's get started, crew. Real Housewives of Atlanta. So let me tell you this. Candy is really getting on Portia's nerves.
What?
Candy feels like she has to give Portia, I don't know, like a heads up on the fact that her new man, Portia's new man, Dennis, like he falls hard for women that he has been involved with. So that's the information that Candy kind of wants to tell her girlfriend, Portia, you know, be careful, heads up, you know, and Portia could care less.
Yeah, and I'm
she
surprised.
She has made it perfectly
clear. Once you
clear.
Say it once, you ain't got to keep saying it. How many times Candy done said it?
But I'm surprised Candy's even involved in that.
Well, that's the thing. That's Portia's point, you know, because we talked about this last week because Portia was like, because clearly Candy don't want you to say nothing about Todd. So don't come over here with this situation. And like I said, Portia. Right. In the words of Amy.
What's that time?
In the words of her mama. Nah.
But Portia said her new man treats her like a queen and she is in love and that is that. Now, Portia did bring the conversation that she and Candy had up to her new man, Dennis, and he was like, whatever. He said, we all have a past. And
Thank
we just
you.
Talked about that in the Strawberry Letter last hour. And he basically told Portia, I know some people that Candy knows, too. She had a past before Todd.
Watch it. Don't throw rocks at glass houses. Hello.
So Dennis said, I ain't trying to be messy. And that's unimportant. I knew what you meant. That's unimportant right now. But Portia, she also went on ahead. You know, they were talking. They was having the conversation. I mean, it was his birthday. And she surprised her new man for his birthday by gifting him with a pair of baby shoes and a onesie. And he was very confused opening up these gifts, and he was like, what is going on? She told him she was pregnant, and announced to her man, her new man, that she's pregnant, she's expecting, and it was a very emotional moment.
Was he in an uproar after that?
No, he wasn't in an uproar, in the words of your granddaddy.
You're so stupid.
he cried a little bit, you know. It got real emotional. And Portia, she just basically said that she's happy and she's prayed for this happiness for years. You know, a man that treats her good, and now she's wanting to be a mom. She's always wanted to be a mom. So there you go.
Aww.
Yeah, so we're
that's
happy
good.
For Portia.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good news for her. And then your girl Nene and her husband Greg, they decided to host a couple's dinner. Mm-hmm. And it was called Boobs and Bourbon Party.
Yeah.
So it was for the couples on the show.
They
and
both
so the women.
Have boobs.
Wait, what, Jay? Just, what'd you say?
They both have boobs. I'm sorry.
Jay! Don't interject your own life into Carla's reality update, okay? Keep your boobs out of
this. But if they had a boob party,
this.
They ain't invite y'all. You and Carla.
Okay, continue, Carla. We work with idiots.
Two of them.
You're
going to get slapped right now or later. How you going to do it? But anyway, so the ladies came with outfits on this show. Their cleavage, you know, they kind of, it was just a little sexy look. And they didn't drink bourbon. Everybody just drank what they wanted to drink. I didn't get the bourbon part of it. But anyway, there was a newcomer to the group, and she was a friend of Nene's, and she got an attitude with Eva because she said that Eva... They have a mutual friend, and that she was mad that Eva didn't remember her and didn't really speak to her. And Eva was like, girl, bye. Don't nobody know you like that. So this girl was very, very upset. She didn't remember her from the past. I guess they all went to high school together. But anyway, this woman, her man, he put his head down like, must you embarrass me on every possible occasion? What are you doing? Going off. Because this girl don't know you at the table. So didn't quite understand that, but it was kind of cool. Greg broke the ice. He did a toast, and he was happy that everyone was there and, you know, to take his mind off of cancer and the treatments.
Yeah. He's in good spirit,
everything.
Huh?
Yeah, he's in good spirit. At the dinner, he was in very good spirit. So
good.
There you go. That
is Sheree coming back? In any
Sheree
way?
Is not
don't
on
do
this
to
season.
Me, Jay.
No, Sheree is not on this season. You keep asking me that, Jay. No,
well,
she's not.
Well, I need to know
back.
If she's coming back. You're taking white women off, and you're not bringing no black women back on these other shows. I need to know.
Maybe you can write Andy Cohen from
tell
Bravo.
Him, okay.
Yeah,
shake up the cast. Right. Okay.
I'm going to put Sheree on Ready to Love. Well, I can fix
I like
all this.
That.
Hello. Oh, that's
that
a good
great.
Idea. Speaking of Ready to Love, thank you for the segue, nephew. After these emotional weeks, get ready because we got some future episodes of Ready to Love. So make sure you set your DVR every Saturday night on OWN, 10 p.m., 9 Central, hosted by our very own nephew, Tommy.
Woo-hoo!
Tommy, coming up. Now, the couples are going to meet each other's families and stuff like that. What's getting ready to happen?
Oh, my God. It's getting juicier and juicier. Mm-hmm. They're meeting each other's families, whether it's the parents, whether it's brother, sister, you know, and that your family will let you know, I don't like them. Trust me.
Right. Keep
real.
It 100. Right.
It's got to be 100. So it's starting to narrow down. It's getting gritty. This young boy, Aaron on there. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
This is all I hear about.
He's a mess.
Whether I'm in the grocery store, if I'm at the gym. Hey, man.
He's a mess. He's
a hot mess.
He is.
Hey, Tommy, can I ask you a question? Since you're on the show, is there a couple that you think should be together?
Yes.
You can't say
there
it.
There is one.
He can't say
hey,
it.
Hey, Jay, excuse me. Jay, on the show, Tommy's name is OG.
OG.
That's what they call
Ready to Love.
Yeah, that's what they
call it. I just found out, Jay, I'm an OG. I didn't know that. You know, I actually was offended the first time. They said, hey, yeah, OG.
Yeah.
OG kicking that knowledge. I was like, who you talking about?
You're an OG.
Oh, really?
That's the thing about being an OG. You are dubbed that because nobody picks that name itself, man.
Yeah, you don't nominate yourself to be an OG.
Right.
All right, we got 30 seconds, so make sure you guys check out Thank You, Nephew, Ready to Love, Saturdays on OWN, 10 p.m., 9 Central, and then make sure you mark it down. Saturday, December 29th, Nephew Tommy will host the reunion show.
Woo-hoo!
Don't want to miss it.
I heard that was good.
Yeah.
People are talking about that.
You don't want to miss it. Mm-hmm. All right, I got to go. Make sure. Oh, wait. Benzino from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. He's about to go to trial. He done got into some trouble, y'all. So hit me up at Lips by Carla. I know. Hit me up. We'll talk about it socially. Lips by Carla. We got to go. I'll be back at 20 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, now that Kevin Hart has backed out of hosting the Oscars, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences is scrambling to find his replacement. And with a little over 2 months left before the big day, this is crazy. 2 months? They said Jimmy Kimmel prepared for this hosting gig for like 10 months, and now they only have a little over 2 months.
Wow.
Yeah, some insiders are saying that they might not pick one at all. They've been considering the possibility of a group monologue to open with a bunch of huge celebrities to usher and move the show along. An insider said all options are open right now, including going without a host or some variation of multiple hosts. There has been a lot of interest from within the industry offering up names of potential hosts. Nothing has been decided yet. One more thing. If all else fails, Jimmy Kimmel says he wouldn't mind hosting again. He's done the Oscars for the past 2 years.
He was good too.
Yeah, he was cute. He really was. He kept it good. He kept it moving and everything. Mm-hmm. He said, though, it took him like 10 months to prepare. I mean, you know, Ellen has done it before. I think even Whoopi offered her services.
Whoopi
good.
She hosted, what, for four times. Four times she did. Chris Rock,
You know what?
What?
Steve.
They ought to let Trump host it.
Donald Trump.
He wouldn't be welcome.
Not in Hollywood.
Not in Hollywood.
You don't think Trump be good?
California is not his town.
No. Do you know what they called the Oscars on TMZ? The gay Super Bowl. That's what they called the Oscars on TMZ. Yeah. Okay, well, anyway, Jimmy Kimmel says he's done the honors for the past 2 years. He knows the gig. However, he does have one condition. He wants them to ask him before the new year so he is as ready as possible before, because it takes a lot
to
prepare for the show.
Minute,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, 10 months before, so.
Oh, I bet you, I know who could do it.
Who?
I think Wanda Sykes could do it, too.
No.
Oh, she really could do it. Yeah.
She could really do it.
I love Wanda Sykes. She's funny.
She's good on Blackish. I love her on Blackish.
Oh, I'm going to give you a real choice. I was playing by Trump. Let me give you a real choice. I bet you Barack Obama could host that thing. I bet you.
Yes.
Beneath him.
No.
That'd be great. But,
I'm not saying beneath. I just think it's just to have him. That's not good?
No. I mean, it might be. It's your opinion. I just think he's the president.
I think
a step down.
Yeah.
That's a step down for the former president.
Just showing him another light.
I think he likes having fun. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's not putting him in a category.
I see what she's saying. Yeah. That just not an entertainment gig. Like, he needs to do something where it's on a bigger platform, making a difference.
Yeah,
is that what you mean, Shirley?
Yeah, he's a world leader. Yeah. I mean, I don't think.
Well, he did Saturday Night Live. I mean, he could do that.
Well, he did the correspondence dinner, and he was, you know, quite funny in that. But
he did the Hedges thing with Fakanakis. What is his name?
Oh, yeah. Him.
Cannot pronounce that man.
Yeah.
Just say Zach.
Between two ferns.
Just Zach.
Well, you know, him and his wife could do it.
Oh, that would be great if they came out and did that. I don't think it would be.
I would pick Chris Rock.
You know
Rock.
Who I like? Nobody even thinking about this guy.
Or Ellen or Whoopi.
Who, Jay?
Hamburger.
Shut up, fool.
Yeah, you're something else, man.
If you could get all of Hollywood saying that, it's hard to get a catchphrase.
And then get Five Guy Burgers outside.
And the question is,
all right, we got to go. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Tommy J, the comedians on board. You guys are going to be busy this holiday season, huh?
Well, it's called slinging these jokes. That's what we're going to do.
Slinging them. It's legal.
We're slanging these goddamn jokes for you. So your boy's going to be at the Hog Pen, Raleigh, North Carolina, 21-22. It's a very small place. Get your tickets. Tickets are going fast. There might not be any left because they found out I'm coming. Okay? Do it, Tommy. Shirley. Do it again.
That ain't me. That's Shirley. She the one make all
that's
these
Shirley,
calls, man.
The Hog Pen, baby. And then the night after that, how about do this for Shirley? Exhale in Burlington, North Carolina.
So y'all get your tickets, check your boy out.
That gives me life, Jay. Burlington, that gives me life.
It's in Burlington, North Carolina, yeah, and then the Hawkins. Now,
is that where the coat factory started?
Right down the street, Tommy.
I was curious.
Curious. Seriously? Well,
I don't know, I just made it up. You know, the first rule of improv
is
never
deny. That was good acting. That was good. That's
yeah, anyway, that one right over my head.
At the hog pen. Do it again, Shirley.
Start her with this.
21,
okay,
22.
Thanks.
Whatever,
night,
Carla,
exhale.
You hate her.
Yeah, don't hate Carla.
Somebody
don't
hating
like
on
that.
Her animal sound.
Yes, she is. She hates it.
What you got, Tommy?
Shirley, you ought to.
She needs to really
That
stop.
Gives me life. I'm sorry it gives me life. I know you guys hate it, but it gives me life.
I'm in Columbus, Georgia. I am at the Civic Center. It's me. It's Earthquake. The list goes on and on. Get your tickets. That is December the 28th in Columbus, GA. And then Saturday, December 29th, I am in Dar Constitution Hall, Washington, D.C. It's me. It's Earthquake, Country Rain, Red Grant, Lil Duval. I'm living my best life. Funny as all get out, Tony Roberts is in the building. And Joe Clad. The list goes on. And hosted by yours truly, the one and only Nephew Tommy. And then December 31st, Hometown. Yes, Houston, Texas. I will be hosting D.L. Hughley, Cedric the Entertainer, and Arnez J. at Smart Financial Center. December 31st in Houston, Texas. And when you go buy your ticket, if you want to sit in my section, the code word is Tommy. Put that in. They're going to have you in my section. I got my own section. You know what I'm saying?
Or you could do this.
That's the hog pen, 2122.
The hog pen is Jay's. Do something smart. I'm at Smart Financial.
Hurry up.
I'm done.
Okay. Don't you just get on your nerves.
You guys are such haters. Haters, haters, haters. Coming up next, closing remarks. We'll be back at 49 after.
Hey, Tommy, Jay, Carl. Yo,
what's that?
What's up?
You know what? We need to give a Merry Christmas to people who gonna get the gift they don't want to. Fix your face when you open it.
Play it off.
Yeah, just play it off.
Act like you happy to get some socks.
You're
gonna get it from your kids to bless their heart. That's all the money they had, all right?
Oh, just lie. Oh, dishwasher liquid. Yeah.
Wow.
I get that. You gonna get a face.
Yeah, something we got to play together. People doing the best they can for you.
Don't give me
a box
no
of white handkerchiefs, though.
Though.
A box of
a
white
whole box of white handkerchiefs.
There's 12 of them in here,
man. Oh,
how about you that big box of paper towels, baby? Because I know you always use the paper towel.
Wow. I want that.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are, Steve. Last break of the day. It's been a good day.
I guess a lot of things have been on my mind in terms of closing remarks because I try to really, really keep people, especially good people who are trying to stay on the straight and narrow and the positive. Mm-hmm. And it gets difficult at times. I had a young man text me the other day and said, "Big dog, I just need some of your wisdom, man. I've been doing everything, man. I've been praying. My girl is tripping. I don't know how to handle it. It just seems like, man, that God ain't letting this thing happen quick enough for me, man. And I'm thinking about going back to my old ways, man, but I don't want to." And so I was just talking to him about a way to handle it. I sent him a couple of things, you know, and he was talking about how hard it was. And I just told him, I said, "Look, man, being successful is very, very difficult. If being successful were easy, come on. How many times have you heard that? I don't even have to say it again. Everybody would be it. But when you're going through something, folks, you have to understand that you're being tested. You're being processed and tested. You're being pushed through the furnace. You're being molded, shaped. Sometimes it get real hot in that furnace and you turn liquid and it look like you ain't gonna be nothing. But he just pouring you into this mold. That's all he doing. All the trials and tribulations and hard times and difficulties that you find yourself facing, he just molding you, man. He just getting you ready to receive it. Because when you get it, people going to come after it. When you get it, people going to want it. When you get it, you're going to draw attention. All these things you asking God for, when he give it to you, you got to be ready to receive it. And you got to know how to appreciate it and handle it when you get it. And you got to be able to stay in all the storms that come with it, because to whom much is given, much is required. So guess what? He requires a lot of you before he give it to you. It ain't just to whom much is given, much is required, meaning after those of you who get something that you owe it to a bunch of people. You ain't got to look at it just like that. To whom much is given, much is required. That great thing that you're asking God for, that incredible thing that you want him to see you through, well, when he give it to you and he see you through it, he gonna require something of you to get through it. Now, when he get through it, now guess what? You've been tested. You've been fire baptized. You've been ran through the mill. You can handle it now. You appreciate it now. You worked for it now. You earned it, and you're going to respect it a little bit more than somebody who was just given something. So when you're going through something, you're being tested. You've been pushed through the furnace. You come out on the other side, you're going to be fine. But you can't quit before you get to the other side. One of the things I sent this young man was a plaque that a guy sent me when I was going through some really dark moments in my life. The plaque said, if you're going through hell, don't stop. Keep going. If you're going through hell, don't stop. Keep going. Why would you stop in hell? Let's think about that. And you got to watch the people in your life, man. Because if you're going to allow people to make more withdrawals than deposits into your life, you're going to soon be in the negative. Sometimes you got to know when to close the accounts. You got some people in your life where you need to close the accounts. No more accounts receivable. No more accounts payable. No more calling me every time it get dark in your life. And then when something happened in mine, I can't find you nowhere. No more one-sided friendships. No more I'm giving and you taking. And when I need something, you ain't there. Oh, excuse. I read something on Snooze page and I copied it. And I done sent it to a couple of people already. Excuse me for bothering you. My bad. I'm sorry. I forgot. You only fool with me when you need something. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. My bad. I don't mean to bother you. I forgot. You only fool with me when you need something. If you allow people to make more withdrawals than deposits in your life, you're going to soon be in the negative. You got to know when to close the accounts. Everybody in your life right now, you don't need them. You don't need them. Not everybody. Some people just ain't good for you. I don't know if you noticed it or not. You keep trying to hang on in there and believe that they're going to be better. You can pray for them too. But some people just who they are. Now, prayer changes things, but if they ain't praying for themselves, I don't really know how they work. There are some people that can explain it. I can't. I just know, man, when you keep on telling somebody something and they ain't listening and they keep bringing you bad news and they always the one, man, did you hear what they said about you? Man, you know what I need? Man, you ain't going to believe what happened to me. Oh, man, I can't get around there today. I'm tied up. You're done. If you allow people to make more withdrawals than deposits in your life, you're going to soon be in the negative. You have to know it.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.